In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear family, as we begin our meditation, please keep in your prayers two of our parishioners who are in need of extra prayers. I won't mention the name of one of our seniors who is having a rough time, but like all our seniors, health can be a real challenge. Also, one of our servers, 11-year-old Paul Heilman, is undergoing yet another procedure at Mayo's at this very moment. Indomitable spirits, so children seem to have, yet even they, and each one of us, tend to fall into a lesser category than Job, who, as you know, in the midst of greatest suffering, both physical and mental, nevertheless cried out those glorious words, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked shall I go back there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." What glorious words from the mouth of someone who suffered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every one of us should take a lesson from Job. And when we're suffering, say those words and mean it. In light of the sufferings of these two parishioners, how providential that once again today we are blessed to draw on the unfathomable depths of the Catholic Church's treasury of grace. Grace we find in today's saint, St. Camillus of Lelis, confessor, who is the patron saint of the sick and of hospitals, nurses, and physicians. What a providential saint to have as our patron. What a glory we have in the treasury of the Catholic Church. Well, Camillus de Lelis, who was born on May 25th, 1550, died on July 14th, 1614, was a Roman Catholic priest from Italy who founded the Camillians, a religious order dedicated to the care of the sick. He was beatified by Pope Benedict XIV in the year 1742 and canonized 4 years later. St. Camillus certainly is a saint for our time. Seemingly desperate times. I don't know if you can see my eyes roll from back there. Seemingly desperate times. If you believe the left-wing media, the plandemic is overwhelming us all. Well, in keeping with doctor's orders, I was on the treadmill at the gym. And wouldn't you know, CNN was on TV pouring forth scary statistics from Florida, trumpeting the proposition that some 50-some hospitals in Florida were nearing ICU capacity. Now, I naturally was suspect of the manner of presentation of these statistics by CNN, so I did the research and found, as I suspected I would, the fullness of the truth. There are at least 315 hospitals in Florida. So the truth is that only 1/6 of them were nearing ICU capacity. Further, a great many of the ICU patients that were there for other reasons other than the pandemic. CNN made it seem like, oh, they're all there because the virus is going crazy. Remember, dear family, that for a period of several months, all elective surgeries, even on some serious matters, were postponed just so they'd be free in case there was a COVID patient. And though many hospitals had to cut back on staff, many hospitals were operating in the deep red because there were so many empty beds that would have been filled with those surgeries. So the upsurge in the use of the ICU is directly related to such procedures. Though the grotesque misrepresentation of CNN made it seem like it solely was due to the rise of COVID patients. And further, I researched and discovered that in the last reporting year, Florida had 203,353 deaths, almost 50,000 each year from heart disease and cancer. However, since the beginning of the pandemic over 4 months ago, there have been only reported 4,804 deaths, allegedly from COVID, or in other words, just over 2% of those kinds of deaths, annualized about 6%. And dear family, keep it always, when you hear this scary stuff on TV, when they're pummeling us with these statistics, keep in mind that they're trying to also pummel us with what they call social distancing. Listen, there's nothing social about it. The proper word, if we get it right in our heads, we will be able to interpret everything they say. It is not social distancing. It is anti-social distancing. It is anti-human distancing. It is against our human nature not to be social. This stuff that they're shoving down our throats is anti-social distancing. We see the results of anti-social in the streets every day. Out in Portland, look at the nut jobs out there. Look what's going on. A dear friend of mine has a brother who's a policeman in Portland. I'm getting reports. The madness out there of this antisocial control that they're... Yeah. Dear family, keep in the forefront of your mind that states are over-reporting deaths from COVID. And I could go into great depth about this fact, but I would not have to say much to surpass CNN in teaching the truth. But as we all know by now, some of the deaths reported as COVID had absolutely nothing to do with COVID at all. Like the person who died of that blood alcohol poisoning, who had twice the lethal limit, seven times the legal limit of alcohol in his system. He was going to die anyway. 0.3 is the lethal level. He had 0.55. The coroner says, died of alcohol poisoning. No surprise there at 0.55. The health department listed it as a COVID death. You know that many deaths are claimed to be COVID deaths to get the statistics to rise so that they can force their agenda down upon us, even though COVID just only happens to be present, but is not the proximate and immediate cause of death. To family, we all have heard how statistics can be skewed or intentionally misrepresented to further the agenda of the presenter, such as CNN's grotesque scare tactic of using inflammatory words to make us believe that COVID has overwhelmed Florida hospitals, which is a big lie that violates, of course, the Eighth Commandment about bearing false witness. In these desperate times, a desperation that is fomented by such lies, it is so important for us to get to the truth, not hear some platitude, some pablum about, oh, Jesus loves, it's all whole hands. No, it is important for us to get to the truth, for the truth is found in Jesus and not in the father of lies, Satan and his minions who are hard at work at CNN. And the truth absolutely is essential for us to live out our faith like Job did. In the face of any pandemic, real pandemic, or war or famine or other natural disaster, or even made man disasters, as it appears COVID-19 actually is. And truth absolutely is essential for us to live out our faith in the face of such a pandemic. Ultimately, the faith is the truth of Jesus Christ. It's a truth about our eternal salvation. Is not found in some genuinely fascist efforts to exert government control over every aspect of our lives, to force upon us with a threat of police, anti-social behavior. A true story. I'm away, going off to a wedding, visiting family in Michigan, and I get a call from a former parishioner from a different parish that two of her youth, were working at a Culver's. And lo and behold, someone else that was working at Culver's tested positive. We don't know if it's a legitimate positive or a false positive, but test positive for COVID. The health department calls this mother and says, hey, you have to quarantine your kids for 14 days. And furthermore, you have to call us every single day and tell us what their temperature is. Some of what she was being told. Mother balked. Well, I don't feel comfortable doing that. The health department, the fascist health department said, well, we're going to then come to your house. We'll take the temperatures ourselves. And if you don't let us in, we're calling the police. Never mind that the kids didn't test positive. They're quarantining the healthy now. And what does that do to A. Culver's if one employee potentially tests positive for COVID and then every other employee is on lockdown for 14 days, put another business out of business, destroy the economy, put people out of work? Is it any wonder that, you know, idle hands is the devil's workshop, right? Is there any wonder that there's such crazy going on in some of our big cities? When we see this antisocial fascism being forced down upon us, especially in the churches, you see where the governor of California then says, well, closing us down again, closing down the state of California, the sixth greatest economy in the world, closing it down again, but essential things can stay open, but you as a church cannot. Why is it important to really comprehend this? Because it flows into our faith. It flows into our sacred worship. We're doing it now, aren't we? Antisocial distancing. When that happens and you get people poorly formed in the faith, you'll see these kinds of abominations. I saw it with my own eyes, the video, abominations upon abominations. A church in Minnesota published a video just before it reopened, and it included the utter abomination and sacrilege of placing consecrated hosts in a plastic sandwich bag on the back table so that each person, as he or she was leaving the holy sacrifice of the Mass — I use that term loosely when regarding this church, there's nothing holy about this — each person was to pick up one of those baggies filled with the consecrated host, immediately leave the church, take it to the person's car, and then self-consume the sacred host in the car. No mention about what one's supposed to do if there are some particles in that baggie. Dear family, there appears to be no limits whatsoever to special kinds of sacrilege faithless people, faithless shepherds can dream up in such desperate times. Well, let us always turn to our Lord in any kind of desperate times, like Job did. Let us keep the faith in the face of such abominations, knowing that our time on earth is short, but eternity is a very long time indeed. And let us call upon Saint Camillus of Lellis to intercede for us in our struggles. Saint Camillus of Lellis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.